This is Dr. Jonathan Shaw. I want to thank you for tuning in to Crown Ministries Podcast today. We hope that this message transforms you and encourages you to pursue God's presence in a greater way. Enjoy the message.
Hey, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. When my heart is overwhelmed, when I don't know what else to do, lift me up, Jesus. Lift me up, Father. Oh. If you run out of decisions, if you run out of strategy, if you run out of what to do next, your next stop should be worship. If you don't know what else to do, your next decision should be to worship. I don't know what to do with this job. I don't know what to do with this family. I don't know what to do with this marriage. I don't know what to do with this situation. I don't know what to do with my children. I don't know what to do with this financial matter. But my decision is to worship. My heart is grieved. My heart is heavy. My heart is perplexed. But God, I decide to worship you. In spite of it all, I worship you. Come what may, every day I worship. That's what I'm going to do. When trouble rise, I hasten to your throne. I worship you. You're greater than anything I'm going through. You're bigger than any mountain. You're stronger than any force. You're the fairest of 10,000. Hey! You can handle it, and you can fix it. You can handle it, and you can fix it. You can handle it, and you can fix it. But God, today I don't just worship you out of manipulation. I'm not just trying to get something out of you. Because if you don't do another thing, you've already done enough. I worship you because you're God. I worship you because you're big. I worship you because you're strong. I worship you because you're magnificent. Hey, you're altogether lovely. You're glorious. You're holy. Hey, you're holy. That's why I do it, because you're holy. Just because of who you are. You're Jehovah Jireh. You're Jehovah Rapha. You're Jehovah Tespanu. You're Jehovah Shalom. You're Jehovah Yemenesh. You're Jehovah Shammah. I worship because you're God. Nobody like you. Nobody like you. Nobody like you.
Today we worship you because you're God. We worship you because you're good. We worship you because you're kind. You're generous. You're gentle. You're loving. You care for us. Because you care for us. When we thought we were forgotten about, you care for us. You said you would never leave us nor forsake us. We worship you because you're still here. When I've given you every reason to walk away, you still here. When I've done everything for you to turn your back on me, you still here. You haven't kicked me to the curb. You didn't let me die in my mess. Hallelujah. You didn't let me die in my rut, in my sin. You didn't zap breath from my body. You kept me function. I didn't deserve today, but you gave me new mercy this morning. Hey, I didn't deserve it. You decided to give me new mercy this morning. It's because of your grace and your mercy. I'm still alive and I'm still here. And I'm grateful. 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 So very grateful. So very grateful. So forgive me for not saying thank you enough. But today, God, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I've complained more than I've appreciated you. But Father, today I announce I'm grateful. 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 I am grateful, Lord. I am grateful, Lord. Lord. I am grateful. Oh, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I compare myself to other people. I compare my blessings to other blessings. But the fact that you still got me here, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I am grateful, Lord. I am grateful. Somebody ought to tell him you're grateful. Somebody ought to tell him you're grateful. I'm grateful for the roof over my head. I'm grateful for the food on my table. I'm grateful for the clothes on my back, the shelter over my head. I'm grateful. I'm not sleeping under a bridge. I'm not digging in the garbage can. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I am grateful, Lord. I am grateful, Lord. But God, today, thank you for liberty. Thank you for flexibility. Thank you for agility. Thank you for worship. Thank you for these hands. Thank you for these eyes. Thank you for these feet. Thank you for these ears. Thank you for this nose. Thank you, Lord. I don't take it for granted. I don't take none of it for granted. I don't take any of it for granted. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. No, I'm grateful. I'm grateful, God. I'm grateful, God. I am grateful, Lord. Yeah. Oh. God, I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Somebody ought to worship. Thank you, Jesus. 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 That's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my testimony and I'm sticking to it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't do it. I couldn't do it. My family didn't do it. My friends didn't do it. My job didn't do it. But thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But somebody ought to tell him, thank you. Somebody ought to tell him, thank you. Hey, hey, hey. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you for restoration. Thank you for healing. Thank you for restoring me. Thank you for lifting me. Thank you for encouraging me. Thank you for pulling me out. Thank you for bringing me through. Thank you for bringing me over. I saw darkness like I never understood it, but you shined your glorious light. I've been brought out of darkness into your marvelous light. Thank you. 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 Hey, glory, glory. Yo, Panamai, sorry, I don't hope you. Thank you. Oh, God. 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 Thank you. Thank you for being good to me. Thank you for being good to me. Thank you for being good to me. Would you make it personal today? Thank you for being good to me. 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 I owe you praise. I owe you thanksgiving. It's never too much or laborious for me to thank you. It's never asking for too much for me to thank you. You're worthy of this and so much more. You're worthy of this and so much more.
You're worthy of this and so much more. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh.
I hear the Lord says the anointing of restoration has come in the room. He said, I'm restoring, I'm restoring, I'm restoring, I'm restoring. The grace of restoration has come in the room. Everything you lost, everything that was taken, God said, I will restore. What the cankerworm, the palmer worm, the locust has eaten away, the caterpillar has destroyed it. But God said, I will restore. I am the God of restoration.
Oh, thank you for restoration. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for restoration.
I need somebody to take that in your spirit and just tell God, thank you for restoration. I receive my restoration. I receive my restoration. Whatever he's restoring, whatever he's restoring, whatever he may not be restoring the thing for you as he is for me, but he's restoring something in your life.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Restoring my joy, restoring my peace. Restoring my confidence in him. Hallelujah. Restoring my faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your strength, your tenacity. Hallelujah. Some of you getting your yes restored. The last situation took your yes from you, but your yes going to be restored back. Your yes to God and yes to the things of God and yes to the ways of God.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless his name. Oh, bless his name. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. He's the sweetest name I know.
I feel the Spirit of the Lord here. Oh, my God, I feel the Spirit here. The Spirit of God is in this room. The Spirit of God is in this room.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you with our whole heart. Everything, our strength, our mind praises you. You're so good to me. You're so good to me. You're so good to me. One more time, somebody, just declare that I receive restoration. I receive restoration. I just keep hearing that in my spirit. That word is just ringing in my spirit. He said, I will restore. I will restore. I will restore. That means that which was lost or that which was stolen can be restored. It can be restored. It can be restored, and God can restore it. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can you celebrate his presence just with a clapping of your hands? Just, oh, come on. Like he's here. Can you celebrate him? Oh, bless his name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The whole purpose of this year of manifestation is one thing and one thing only: to get God to show up. Look at somebody and tell them, I got one job this year. That's to get God to show up. That's the whole spirit behind manifestation. The whole anointing, the grace that God is giving us to be believers and worshipers, is that when He manifests, we profit. When He shows up, we benefit. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. When God shows up, you benefit. Your goal, your aim, your job this year is just get God to show up. That means in the middle of a storm, in the middle of a fight, in the middle of a struggle, in the middle of a challenge, you've got to be tenacious, watch this, and focused enough to say, I choose not to be emotional right now. I'm going to get Him to show up right here. Because if I can get Him to show up, then the problems have to disappear. Because darkness and light can't dwell together. I said, when He comes in the space, everything that's not like Him has to be evicted. And your enemies has been fighting overtime to distract you, frustrate you, aggravate you, worry you, so that you won't concentrate on His presence. Because how many of you are convinced God is bigger than what I'm going through? Oh, I'm convinced of that. I'm convinced He's wiser than my most difficult attack. He's smarter than this. I'm convinced of that. So if I'm so convinced of it, I've got to focus to get Him to manifest, show up, reveal Himself, appear, and then everything that's not like Him will be dealt with. But if I concentrate on the stuff more than I concentrate on Him, His presence, it seems like it's removed. Many of you are not void of the presence of God. You're distracted because your focus has been broken. You don't have demons, you have broken focus. If you would shift your focus back on Him as the center of your life and your very being, all the problems become immediately smaller. The old church used to say it like this: don't tell your problems, tell your God about your problems, tell your problems about your God. In other words, brag about how big your God is. Broken focus has seemingly caused the presence of God to disappear. It's biblical. I'm going to show you something in the text in a moment. My goal is manifestation. See, this year, listen to me carefully, Crown. I don't want you to concentrate on the manifestation of the stuff. It's going to happen. That's going to happen. But I need you to understand that the stuff is the byproduct of His presence. And you know what we have preached? We have preached stuff and not presence. And so we have a church that's after gifts and not glory, because we preach presence and not presence. Are you getting what I'm saying here? We are so convinced that if I don't have stuff, I don't have God. We would compare our walk with God that if we don't have certain accoutrements and certain finances and certain driving certain cars and having certain, if we don't have that stuff, then maybe God ain't with me and maybe God ain't blessing me. And we've lost and have been void of His presence. You could have stuff and not have God. For what profits a man to gain the world and lose his soul? Brothers and sisters, Your purpose this year is manifestation of Him. One more time, find somebody and tell them, I got one job this year. That's to get God to show up. Can I say this to you? And this is gonna be my message. I like the not going live, y'all. You're gonna make me do something here. I really like this. Watch this. He's inviting us to His manifestation. He's inviting us to Him showing up. Everybody is not invited to His manifestation. I need y'all to really catch what I'm throwing. No, y'all, for real. Everyone is not invited to the show up of God. God is omnipresent, which means He's everywhere at the same time. It's impossible for God not to be in a space or a spot or a place. He's everywhere at the same time. But when we deal with manifestation, we're talking about Him not just being there, but Him showing up there. I gave y'all the example the other week. Y'all know I'm very demonstrative. I would hide behind the wall. You know, I even did it in Charlotte. I could hide behind this wall. You can hear my voice, but you can't see my presence. And that's what we've been doing for the last 7 to 10 years of our life. We heard God. We heard the voice of God. We've heard God speak to us. God gave us dreams and visions. But I need to see God show up in some stuff. I said, I need God to show up in some matters. Watch this. I take the word because the word is true and He can't lie. But when He shows up in a place, hallelujah, when there's a manifestation of His presence, my God, everything, watch this, around me and in me got to get right. I need you to for real prophesy to somebody and tell them, watch God show up in your life. Come on, tell them, watch God show up in your situation. Point your finger at somebody. I know it's rude to point, but point your finger at somebody and say, this year is going to be such a manifestation of God in your life that you're going to forget about what you just went through. I need you to shout right there if you take that. God's gonna show up to make you forget about you even went through something. Watch this real quickly. I'm gonna just put word on this. Matthew 17 and 1. I'm gonna show you something real quickly. I'm gonna just put word on this because I got one job. Somebody shout one job. What's the one job? Get God to show up. Get God to show up. Get God to show up. Matthew 17 and 1. Watch what it says. And after 6 days, Jesus take Peter, James, and John. Who did He take? Who did He take? Where are the rest of the disciples at? After 6 days, who did He take? And bring them up into a high mountain apart. He took 3 of the 12 to a high place. Somebody say, everybody's not invited. Can you help me preach to your neighbor and say, neighbor, where God's about to take you, everybody's not invited. You're going to have to understand this year that there are some people that's not invited to the high mountain. Some of the challenges of why some of our lives are still in the valley is because we're trying to invite too many people up to the mountain with us. There are some people you're going to have to leave behind. He took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bring them into a high mountain apart, separate and apart. I know we like to stand for the reading. Y'all may be standing for the next half an hour, but no, I won't. You're going to sit down. But watch this. Here's the challenge. That last part of verse 1, apart. We don't like that word. We're so busy trying to fit in. We don't know how to be. You know the word consecration means set apart. That's what the very word means.
And it's challenging, Bishop, that if we're trying to build community, we're trying to build a church, 300 crowns strong. That's wonderful. That's good. But there is a season and a time that you can't build community until you spend time apart. You got to spend time apart because you got to know who he is and you got to know who you are so you know what you bring to the community. If you don't, you join the community without identification, the community will define you. And some of you have been defined by the birds you flock with. Because you never spend enough time in his presence so he can tell you who you are. So we're going to have to become accustomed to this word apart. In this season, I got friends, but I don't need to be friends with you right now. I need to be apart. And real friends will understand that. I just need to be apart. I need to go spend time with God. I need to spend time in his presence. I need to do something in his presence that's going to help me be a better friend to you. It's going to help me to be a better brother and sister to you when I spend time apart with him. Verse number two. All right, you're going to sit down. And he invited these three, left behind the nine, and was transfigured before them. He changed. His face did shine as the sun. His raiment or his clothes was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Whoa. Jesus transfigured. And Moses and Elijah shows up. And Moses and Elijah is talking to Jesus. Are you seeing this? Then answered Peter, big old mouth Peter, and said, Jesus, Lord, is it good for us to even be here? There's a part in Peter that says we're not even worthy of this kind of presence. We gotta get out of here. See, let me help some of y'all. Let me help some of you. Let me help. God was dealing in my soul, Chanel, the other day. He said, I need to kill the spirit of arrogance in the church. We so arrogant, Pastor Moore. We so arrogant. We don't even know how arrogant we really are. And this culture condones arrogance. So the point, watch this, Isha. We think we deserve his presence. You are arrogant, somebody. You deserve to be blessed by God. You want to rethink that? Peter said, there's a glory here that I don't even think we should be here. God, you want time to yourself? When you really get in worship, you know, so why these folks was laying on this altar and more folks was crying in this place. When you really get closer to God, you feel undeserving. You feel dirty. But so grateful. I mean, you feel like humbled, but so very grateful that he allowed it, invited you in, but not worthy of it. It's like you glad, but low at the same time. It's his presence. It's the real presence of God makes you repent. The real presence of God make you say, God, I'm sorry for complaining and all the bickering I did. I'm sorry, God. I'm grateful. I am. I'm grateful, Lord. Real presence makes you feel unworthy. I ain't done nothing right in my life to deserve this. I haven't done anything. We're too arrogant, y'all. Come humble before God. I haven't done anything worthy to belong here. You're a holy God and I'm filthy. You're holy. You're holy. That means you're absolutely perfect. You're clean. And I'm blemished and spotted. My heart is desperately wicked. I don't deserve your presence, but you've invited me. What does it mean to not deserve something that he's invited you to? Oh, I wish I could talk to somebody. He's invited me to something I don't even deserve. He brought them up there. And Peter didn't even think he was worthy of the invitation. That's real worship. I'm grateful for what you didn't do to me. But I deserved it, every bit of it. Oh, I deserved every bit of it. But you decided to give me mercy instead. You give me grace instead. Hallelujah. You look beyond my faults and saw my needs. Lord, is it good for us to even be here? Watch this. If you will, let us make three tabernacles. Let's make three temples. One for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. And while he was speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. The Shekinah glory of God. Jesus is transfiguring. And then the presence of God overshadows when Peter made the suggestion. And behold, a voice out of the cloud said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him." And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face. That's humility, y'all. They fell on their face and they were afraid, because the presence of the Lord brings reverence. And that word reverence is fear. Can I say that's what the church has lost? We've lost reverence. We've lost the fear of God. That's why we could surf and wave in the church, because we've lost reverence and fear. That's why we can walk it out in the pulpit, is because we've lost reverence and fear. I know y'all looking at me. We're not live today. Come on. Hallelujah. The truth of the matter is, when you lose glory, you have to come up with gifts, games, and gimmicks. When you lose glory, you got to conjure up things to get people excited about God. But how many of y'all know the gospel don't need help? It is the power of God by itself unto salvation. The gospel doesn't need assistance. It's the power by itself. The gospel still works. And if we want people to get saved and stay saved, we got to give these new folks the same thing we got when we were coming up. Come on here. The same thing about going to the altar, consecrating yourself, sanctifying yourself. Come on here. If it worked for us, it could work for you too. The voice overshadowed said, "This is my beloved son, whom I'm well pleased." Disciples heard it. They fell on their face and were so afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, "Arise, don't be afraid." And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no man, only Jesus. Jesus only. By the time they got up, Moses and Elijah left. And the only one was standing was Jesus only. Y'all have your seats. Y'all will stand up again, I promise. Somebody say, "Jesus only." That's all that was left. Jesus only. I want to, just a thought. I'll leave with you this thought today. You've been invited, every one of you in this room. We're not even live, so the digital disciples can't even get this one. You've been invited today to the mountain of manifestation. Touch your neighbor and say, "You've been invited to the mountain of manifestation." We had to do this one today, not live, because everybody is not invited to the mountain. This one you're gonna have to show up for. You've been invited. An opportunity has been extended to you to come to the mountain of manifestation. I know we called it transfiguration, but it was more of a manifestation than it was a transfiguration. The word transfiguration is a theological word that theologians put in there. That's not in the Bible. The Bible says he transfigured, which means he changed. But Jesus didn't change because he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So there's no real changing. What happened in this transfiguration, says the DJ, is that he actually, his insides came on the outside. He was always God. He was God when he was a little baby in the manger. He was God when he was in the temple amazing the doctors and the astrologers. He was always God. He just wrapped his divinity up in this flesh. He invited three boys who were undeserving and unworthy. He invited them to a mountaintop to let them see his Godness and stripped off the flesh for a moment to the point that his face was shining like the sun. This is not a glory Jesus. This was the full Jesus, watch this, covered by flesh. So that means when you pull back flesh, glory will be revealed. I don't know who this is for. Touch your neighbor and say, if you pull back your flesh, then the glory will be revealed. But you're going to have to pull back that flesh.
And so
he really never changed. He didn't change. It was always there. It was always a part of him. It was always with him. Somebody say, it was always there. He didn't change. He just showed what was always there. He simply revealed what was there the whole time. And he didn't reveal it to everybody. He revealed it to three. I catch it, y'all. I'm one of the three. It ain't everybody. I'm one of the three. I'm the inside. I'm the inner core. I'm a part of the inside that's able, watch this, to see the fullness of God and know what to do with it. They were invited to manifestation because manifestation can only occur to those who can handle it. Manifestation, watch this, comes to those who are ready. The Bible says it opens up in verse number 1, Matthew 17, verse number 1. It says after 6 days, which means a week later from his last teaching, he decided to manifest. Why did the Bible mention 6 days? The Bible never says anything by mistake. It's always on purpose. Because this was the right timing. 6 days after he invited them to the mountain. And he invited them because it was time for them to see it. Can I speak this prophetically over your lives? You have entered into your after 6 days. He only manifested when they were ready to see it. For 17 people who would catch this, God said, now is the time for you to see it. You've heard about it, but now is the time for you to see it. The 6 days has passed. You are in your seventh day. Come on here. You're in your day of completion and perfection. You're in your Sabbath. You're in the day where I'm about to reveal to you what I've been talking to you about. You heard it in a dream. You saw it in a vision. But God says, I'm getting ready to show you what I've been talking about. Somebody shout, it's time.
It's time.
6 days have passed. It's time. Come here, y'all. I got to show you something. Come here, I got to show you something. Notice he took them to a high mountain. You can't see this low. You're going to have to come up. You're going to have to climb. You're going to have to put forth your effort to go to a dimension, another realm that you've not normally been in. You're going to have to be willing to leave the rest of the folks behind. You cannot say, but hey, Jesus, what about Bartholomew? I'm calling you, Peter. Shut up and just let's go. There's some people you can't explain going. You cannot, come on here, even tell them that you're going. You just got to get up and go. In this season, stop talking about what you're getting ready to do and just let us find out when you did it. They're up in the mountain, Peter, James, and John. Jesus stands in front of them and his insides come outside. Wait a minute. He reached beyond blood, skin, and bone and went to his divinity and let them see his shining face. Now, this is not a glorious Jesus. This is the same Jesus because the Bible says his face shined like the bright morning star, like the sun. So his face started shining. His clothes started shining. And they saw it and were amazed by it. He's manifesting right in front of us. He's showing his true colors right in front of me. I need to help some of you to understand that there are some things that God says, I'm going to reveal how much I am God in your life by showing you who I really am. But watch this. Can I help somebody? If you would catch this by the Holy Ghost, not only will God show his true colors, some of your haters are going to show their true colors too. Don't you fool yourself for a minute and think that manifestation of the Spirit of God doesn't also mean manifestation of your enemies, your haters, your foes. Come on here. And everything that's coming up against you, you're going to see some people show their true colors this year, and you're going to be shocked that they just did and said what they did and said. That's you? That's how you do? Okay. He manifested. Somebody say manifested. As soon as he manifested, I'm almost through. Watch this. As soon as he manifested, the Bible says that the disciples were amazed by the sight, but that big mouth Peter started talking. He's invited, don't know what to do with it, don't even know how to receive it. Lord, should we be here? We need to do something. We need to do something. Let's do something. Let's do something. Okay, I got a good idea. I got a good idea. Let's build a tabernacle in the name of Moses, in the name of Elijah, and in the name of Jesus. Let's build three churches. One in the name of Moses, one in the name of Elijah, and one in the name of Jesus. Watch this. Notice when Jesus manifested, the two beings that show up was Moses and Elijah. Moses and Elijah. Let's do some biblical history. I ain't got time, but I think y'all know your Bible enough. Moses and Elijah shows up because Moses and Elijah represent the Old Testament in full form. Moses, watch this, was the one that received the tablets of law. He received the law and the commandments. So all the laws of Leviticus, all the laws of Deuteronomy, they are called the laws of Moses. What the Pharisees and the Sadducees was abiding by was the laws of Moses. So Moses represents the law. He represents the lawgiver. Now y'all remember when Moses died. The Bible says that God let him look over Mount Nebo, and because he hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock, Moses was not allowed to go into the promised land. So he was standing at Mount Nebo, and God tells Moses that you can see the promise, but you can't walk in the promise because you hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock. The Bible says that Moses died. What did Moses do? Died. What did Moses do? Died. Moses died, but when Moses died, God is the one that buried him. And Moses' bones and body was so powerful as a deliverer that even demons was fighting over to find out where is the body of Moses buried. They wanted to know where his body was buried because they thought, if this deliverer can do this, then what can he do on our side with our powers? But they couldn't find the body of Moses because when Moses died, God buried him. Now that's powerful. At your death, God is the undertaker. God buried Moses, and no one could find the body of Moses. So Moses, who represents the law, he died, but God did his burial. Now y'all remember Elijah. Elijah was the prophet. So he represents the prophets. Work with me. He represents the prophets. So Elijah showed up because he represents not just the law of God, but the word of God and the prophets. Now y'all remember Elijah, he never died. But the Bible says he transitioned, or he was caught up into a whirlwind. So much as so that Elisha said to him, I need a double portion of your spirit. Elijah said, if you see me when I'm taking up, then you will have it. And the Bible says when Elijah was caught up into the whirlwind, he dropped his mantle. Elisha caught it, and he had the double anointing of Elijah's spirit. Check it out, y'all. So therefore, on the mountain of manifestation, I'm renaming it, when Elijah and Moses showed up, it represents the law and the prophets, which is the whole Old Testament in full. But notice who the law and the prophet is talking to.
Jesus, which means y'all gotta check with me to find out if you right, which means Jesus is the sum total of the law and the prophets by himself. Who you talking to will determine where your power comes from. They also represent God, the transition that we all gonna go to heaven. Moses died and was buried. So some of us, in order to get to glory, we're gonna have to die and be buried like Moses. But some of us are gonna be like Elijah. Okay, so what they represent is the rapture. They represent some of us who gonna die and some of us who gonna be caught up, and both of them are having a conversation with, because you can't come in except you come. So we have the fullness and the volume of the book having a conversation with the book himself, the word. Moses and Elijah is talking to Jesus. Moses and Elijah is talking to Jesus. The law and the prophets is consulting Jesus. The law and the prophet is consulting Jesus. So when Peter has this bright idea to build temples in the name of Moses, Elijah, and Jesus, he messes up the manifestation. Because some of us are identified by our work and not our faith. So when you come into the presence of a God, you get busy. You think you got to do something, when the reality is all you have to do is focus on one. We have been bound by busyness that we think we have to do something to acknowledge the presence of God. So we caught up in our performance. We caught up in our gifts, and we've missed the oneness for. Peter said, what we supposed to do? Let's build temples in these names. And watch this. Here is why that suggestion was an insult. Because if you build a temple in all of three of their names, that means Moses and Elijah is equivalent with Jesus. Hold on. Moses is great, but he ain't Jesus. Elijah's wonderful, but he ain't Jesus. We got to be careful, y'all, of who we equate with Jesus. Crown, let me help y'all. I'll be your bishop. I can't be your Jesus. I'll be your leader. I can't be your Jesus. Some of y'all gonna bust hell wide open and get in trouble with God with equating people with him. So this is a wonderful suggestion, Peter. You want to go work and you want to do something, Peter. That's nice. That's cute. That's real great. It sounds honorable. It sounds like a great gift, but it's insulting God. Because both of them is talking to him. You can't equate him with them. Look at your neighbor and said, they're not on my God's level. No, no, no. You need to put him in a class all by himself. In your heart, in your mind, in your thoughts, God has to be categorized alone. By himself. All of a sudden, this wonderful suggestion that Peter has, the Bible says that they bowed in reverence, they bowed in fear, and the vision goes away. Jesus pulls his flesh back on his divinity. He goes to them and said, get up, arise, don't be afraid. When they looked up, Moses and Elijah's gone. Jesus is the only one standing there. Because prior to this, a cloud came and corrected Peter's suggestion. The cloud was the glory cloud. That means the sun was manifested in his full divinity. And God's glory cloud came over the scene, just like he did at the baptism of Jesus with John in the Jordan. And he said, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear him, not Moses. Hear him, not Elijah, not the prophets. Hear him. In other words, Peter, nice suggestion, but there's only one I want you to hear. And when you lose focus, you lose manifestation.
Because Elijah and Moses has now become your interest, Jesus can't manifest in fullness. So he takes his flesh and put it back on. Because you can't handle it. Because you won't give me full focus. Broken focus breaks manifestation. One more time, tell your neighbor, you got one job. Get God to show up. Bishop may not arrive. Pastor Sabrina may not get there. The elders may not call you. You got one job. Get God to show up. You got plenty of friends that love you, care for you, family members that would do anything for you. But you got one job this year. Get God to show up. How do I do that? He inhabits the praises of his people. How do I do that? In worship and adoration unto him, to glorify him. Watch this. Is what the response was supposed to be on the mountain of manifestation. I'm here to tell everyone in this room who would receive it, come up to the mountain of manifestation. And when you get up here, focus yourself on one thing and one thing only. That's Jesus. His glory, his presence, and everything that we need is right there. All we got to do is have him manifest. All we've got to do is have him show up. If I were you, I would show up 5-10 minutes before a job starts and start worshiping right there at the cubicle, right at the desk. I would go in my house tonight when your service is over, walk in that room and start worshiping in that house and start praising in that house and get his presence to show up in that house. I'm talking about get to a place that you says, God, if you show up in my space, you can take over it. I'm talking about get in my car and say, God, take over this car. I need you to be the driver and the passenger. I don't want you to take the wheel only. I want you to take the passenger seat, the back seat, take the hood. Come on here. I need you to take over the 4 tires under this car so I don't have a blowout. I need him to take over completely. Hallelujah. Do like I do, parents. You got to go to your children's bedroom and roll over in their bed and pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You pray in the Spirit. Come on. Anoint their pillows and their bed sheets. And when you're making their bed and stuck in the sheets, you gotta say, come on, Holy Ghost, I need you to go with them when they go to sleep at night. Hallelujah. Some of you have been saying that stuff is too spiritual, but no, in this season I need God to show up for me, and so I've got to be spiritual, because being natural ain't been working for me. Being natural ain't been manifesting what I need. Being natural put me in the mind of Peter, but if I want the mind of James and John, I'm gonna keep my face to the floor and I'm gonna worship him, because I'm not even worthy to be here. Somebody slap your neighbor and say, we don't need your suggestions right now. We need the presence of God. We don't need your gifts right now. We need the presence of God. In this season, I'm shutting my mouth and just worshiping. Tell your neighbor, don't be offended if I don't respond to some pettiness. Don't be offended if I don't respond to some nonsense. That stuff is valley for me. I'm on the mountaintop, and on the mountaintop, we don't talk as much as we did in the valley. On the mountain, we worship. On the mountain, we bow down. On the mountain, we glorify. If there's anybody in this room that's ready to go to the mountain of manifestation, open up your mouth, lift up your hands, and give God the greatest worship you can right now. I'm dealing with too much. I need him to show up. I'm challenged with too many things. I need him to show up. If you need God to show up, the way to do it is through worship, is through praise, is through adoration. Watch this. And do it consistently. Right now, God, I'm not showing you my gift. I'm showing you my thanksgiving. I'm not showing you my gift. I'm showing you my gratitude. I'm not showing you what I got. I'm showing you what I'm giving. Come on, open your mouth right here and somebody start worshiping in this room. Trouble has distracted us. Trials have distracted us. Dilemmas have distracted us. Even the appearance of the miraculous have distracted us. The showing up of Elijah and Moses can distract you. But don't miss Jesus. It's all about him manifesting.
It's all about him showing up. God, if you can show up in my mind, anxiety can't take over my thoughts. God, if you can show up in my house, then the enemy can't wreak havoc with my children. God, if you just show up in my house, I need the Shekinah glory and presence of God. We're getting ready to go home together, y'all. But I need you for the next 60 seconds all over this building. Stand, lift your hands, come bow at the altar, but do whatever you got to do and give God just good, solid moments of worship with your mouth open, with your heart postured towards him. Come on here. I'm not worthy of this, but your presence is all I got. And it's all I need right now. I've been invited to the manifestation of God. I've been invited to the manifestation of God. Come on, you've been invited to the manifestation of God. What you gonna do when he shows up? What you gonna do when he manifests? What you gonna do when he appears? Come on. Come on, provoke his presence. Hey, 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 hey. Provoke his presence. There's a peace that you need. There's some answers that you need. There's direction and guidance that you need. Some of you feel like you're in the fork of the road. But today, if you just get him to show up. Show up, God. 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 Show up right here. Show up right here. You've been invited to the show up. You've been invited to the manifestation. You've been invited to come up higher. Come on, open up your mouth right here. I feel his presence. Come on, come on. Come on. Yeah. Yeah. It's time that you focus. It's time that you mature. It's time that you increase in faith. It's time that you increase in your perception of the things of God. This is the hour. This is the day. Come on, God, manifest. That's it. That's it. You're doing it. Come on, worship. Manifest, Lord. Just show up. Don't deny me. Don't deny me your appearance. You said in your word, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all of these things shall be added. God, I seek you first. That's it. In my marriage, in my body, in my mind, in everything that pertains to me, in everything that concerns me, God, I seek you first. Hey, 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 that's it. Oh, come on. I feel something stirring in the spirit. I feel something stirring in the Holy Ghost. Hey. I've been invited to the manifestation. I'm not worthy, but I've been invited. I've done nothing to deserve it, but I've been invited. So since I'm here, I'm going to worship you. Since I'm here, I'm going to pray. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm going to praise you, Lord. Since you decided to bless me, I decide to worship you. Since you decide to deliver me, I decide to worship you. Since you decide to save me, I decided to thank you. Come on. That's it, y'all. That's it. Give them everything you got. Give them everything you got. That's it. Give them everything you got. If he's going to manifest, if he's going to give you everything he got, then you ought to give him everything you got. Hey. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes on him should not perish but have everlasting life. God, you gave me your best, so I'm going to give you my best. Come on, worship him. You've been. Everybody's not invited, but you've been invited. If you got the invitation, let me hear your response. Hey! Thank God. Woo! Hey! If you got the invitation, You've been invited to your future. You've been invited to the promise. You've been invited to your potential. You've been invited to what I've been talking about over you. Since you've been invited to your future, what's your response? God said, I'm inviting you to your tomorrows. I'm inviting you to what I put on the inside of you. I'm inviting you to better. I'm inviting you to bigger. I'm inviting you to broader. I'm inviting you. What is your response? Come on, crowd, let's go to the mountain of manifestation. Hey! Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. At our core, we're worshipers. At our core, we're worshipers. And we worship Him. He alone is great. He alone is magnificent. Thank you, Father. 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 That's it. Go ahead. Go for broke. Act like only you and God is in this room. Act like you in your living room. Act like you in your bedroom and just go for it. If you gotta walk around the church. If you gotta move out your seat, move out your seat. Come on, crowd, take the liberty and worship today. If you gotta come and bow at this altar, do what you gotta do. Don't restrict it. Don't restrict your worship. Let your worship be free. Let your worship be free. Hey, my soul loves Him. My soul loves Him. My soul loves Him. Whatever you gotta do, worship. Worship. Get your worship out of the box. Get your worship out of the box. Pull your worship from the inside of you. Hey! That's it. Come on. Huh. Oh! Yeah! 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 He's healing. He's delivering. He's making a way. His glory is coming in. When Jesus manifests, healing comes in the room. When Jesus manifests, deliverance comes in the room. When Jesus manifests.
I hope you enjoyed the podcast today. If you did, I would love for you to do two things. One, subscribe to our show so you can receive notification of our most recent messages. Also, if this message has impacted you, you can click the link in the description and you can give now. We'll connect with you next time on Crown Ministries Podcast.